Okay, Renton, hurry up, beat the drum.
Coming to you live from a little grass shack in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, it's the Junior Kekuwema Jr. Show, starring Junior Kekuwema Jr. Join Junior along with the Wayne Borge Band.
How's it? Hey, welcome to the podcast. I'm Junior Kekuwema Jr. And the podcast that asked the question, like, why is everybody resigning? I'm just kidding. No, we're not going there. Okay, so yeah, we want to take a look at the stats, you know, for the podcast and start with the attitude of gratitude, because gratitude is important. This is a life of life coaching podcast, right? So, and it's a comedy kind of podcast too, because, well, you know, boring, just facts, you know what I mean? So we gotta add some comedy inside. Okay, so we want to first thank our countries that we have. So our countries have actually expanded, small kind, a little bit, a couple of countries. Okay, so Mexico, Ireland, New Zealand, we want to say mahalo to them. And yeah, there's some other people too. Let me zoom down to the bottom. Turkey, South Africa, and Guam was the last one. And Apple Podcasts is now down to 44.8%, okay? It used to be like 85% Apple Podcasts. But what's happening is people all over the world are tuning in now. People, like more people. iHeartMedia has actually moved up. Remember when I used to be on an iHeart station? If you're from Hawaii, you probably remember that. iHeart radio station. So funny thing, right? My first marketing director that I hired told me, he said, "Unks, you do the podcast, bro. You just keep doing them. Pretty soon you can get your own radio station." Well, it looks like it's happening slowly over here. 15.6% on iHeart. So the people on iHeart. Also, if you're on the iHeart radio app, okay, we're going to give them a plug because my radio station's on there. So if you go on the iHeart media app, just search Junior Kekuwema Jr. and you're going to see Junior Kekuwema Jr. Radio. Boom, you hit that and you'll enjoy some really nice tunes. Okay, now web browser, 14.6%. That never happened before. People on web browsers are tuning into the podcast. Spotify, 11.5%. I'm like, whoa. Spotify, yeah. So we have a lot of young ones listening. I don't want to make you guys feel like I'm talking about little kids, but we have young people listening, which is important. Spotify for podcasters, 8.3%. And then it kind of goes down. Pocket Cast, CastBox, like everything. We're all over the place. Our affiliates are worldwide, and we have like tons of people carrying our podcast. Mahalo, thank you very much to all you guys. Females, okay, look at this now. Okay, this is different, okay? Remember before when females was like 20% of our listenership, right? They were like 15, 20%, right? And I think somebody said, girls, Unks is on, right? And then, wow, this is amazing. Females, 60% of our audience are now females. Ladies, thank you. Love you, girls. You know who you are. If you're listening, that's you. That's you right there, mahalo. Males, 40%. So the guy is kind of, I don't know. You know, at one point, right, this was turning into the man show. And I said, hey, you know, because we were talking about dating and we were talking about the, you know, male perspective on how you should be and how to treat women and, you know, that kind of stuff. And you cannot take them for granted. Do not take women for granted. I'm telling you that, you know, when you, okay, I'm just going to say this about, and I got to say women, I cannot use the F word anymore. I don't know, some kind of, you know, I don't want to get canceled anyway. So women. Okay. So, if you get a German Shepherd, if you get the woman German Shepherd, okay, because I don't want to say the gender thing, right? But if you get the woman German Shepherd to guard your house, she will kill for you, okay? And in my experience, like, I hung out with, you know, mostly women because, well, that's just me. I'm Puerto Rican. And like, and so one of the younger generation people went, "What? What did you say, Unks?" Yeah. Anyway, no. But yeah, so I hung around with women, and you know what? They had my back. they like always had my back. They really took care of me. So ladies, thank you very much for being here. Really appreciate you guys. Love you guys. And thank you. So 60% female now. All right. Our demographics are basically, 35 plus, I think, is the heavy demographic. We have a light 28 to 34 demographic. So we'd like to thank you guys. Okay. And then, there are no non-binary or not specified people. So, all right. That's the rundown. Now on with today's podcast. So, you know, I've been helping people find their voice in life for years. Like 34 years, that's my life's work. That's my real life's work. People see me entertain and, you know, whatever like that, right? And a lot of people think that I was part of the entertainment industry. And I really wasn't. It was kind of like, I was kind of faking it. Like, I owned the wedding and party business is what happened. But we got the kind of publicity thanks to radio, and thanks to television, and thanks to some other venues, people that put up posters for us, people that did all kinds of marketing work for us, people that we have a marketing company. It's called VMAC Consultants, VMACconsultants.com, VMACconsultants.com. You can check it out. But yeah, we did a lot of marketing. And so it made it look like I was part of the entertainment world. And I really wasn't. I had a wedding and party business. But we put it out there in a way that, we got like massive attention for what we were doing. I mean, you know, people that own wedding and party businesses don't get that kind of magnification, I want to say, in the general public. But we were lucky like that. We actually put things together to amplify, the wedding and party business. And I'm very, very grateful to everyone involved. There were a lot of people involved. But here's the thing, right? For years and years while that was going on, because like I always have like four or five, you know, full-time jobs, right? So while that was going on, I was teaching. I've been teaching since 1989. And my teaching started, we don't have to tell the teaching story, but it started because I wanted to help somebody. And I said, hey, you know, I can help you with this. And that started that was the ignition point of my teaching, because at that point, like, something had to draw me into teaching, because that's my purpose. It's always been my purpose. And I was teaching people like minor stuff, you know, just like minor on the side kind of thing. And then when that happened, my teaching just came out. It just went boom, boom, boom. And, you know, and people told their friends, and everybody was like, hey, Unks is teaching this. Oh, hey, come see Uncle, you know, whatever. And it just kind of went like that. But I've been helping people find their voice. Now, here's the thing that I want to go over, okay? And this is life coaching. This is the life coaching part that you tuned in for, okay? And this is going to help you. All right, so the first thing you need to do is you need to do more of three things, right? You need to write things down, okay? You need to visualize things. You need to vocalize things. Speak the dream. Okay, you've heard that before, right? Speak the dream. So you need to do these things. Affirmations, meditation, visualization, vocalization. And that results in manifestation. Okay, now I'm going to talk about manifestation for a little bit. This podcast is going to be like a mix and match kind of thing. Okay, but so for manifestation, right, it happens whether you think so or not. It doesn't matter what you think. Okay, the human being operates the way it does. We have a subconscious. We have a conscious mind. We have the superconscious. Okay, so just think about it like this. It's easy. So the superconscious is the network that we're all plugged into as human beings. Okay, you know the energy that's in you? If you want to call that soul, spirit, energy, it's all of that. Okay, but now everybody has that, right? And that's the one thing we have in common, energy, right? So, you know, when you hear things and spiritual things like we are all one, that's what they're talking about, because that is all one, because that is the of the spirit. And then the physical is the body, right? So like, I'm not my body and I'm not my name. Okay, I'm that energy that exists inside. And while I'm here, while this energy resides in this body, while this body is able to carry this energy, okay, because one day the body breaks down, one day your body just goes, hey, you know what, I'm tired of going, and it gives out, okay? It's just like an old pair of shoes. And what do you do with an old pair of shoes? Well, yeah, you throw them away, right? It's done, okay? But your inside keeps going. Einstein showed us that energy does not dissipate. Energy does not go away. You cannot kill energy, cannot. You can kill a body, you can kill the physical, but you can't kill the spiritual. You can't kill the spirit, okay? So now I'm going to show you, because right now, in this moment, right, there's a lot of people walking around with anxiety. My life coaching business has gone up, like, through the roof with people that are like, "Unks, please." Like, locally, they call me Unks. And I help a lot of local people as much as I can, as much as I possibly can with the time I have during the day, right? And, of course, my courses cost money if you go get my course. But, you know, people email me. You can email me at juniorkcueva@gmail.com. You can email me at the podcast email, which is hereforyousa@gmail.com. And you can ask questions. I will answer them. I will give you a small little plan that you can work with absolutely free. Don't worry about it. But here's the thing, right? Right now, there's so many, there's so much fear that's being projected onto the general public, all right? And you guys got to know something. You guys got to know that the majority of this fear that's being projected is being projected for a reason, okay? It really is. Because, the only way you control a society or control a people, okay, the easiest way is through fear. Make them scared. Mm-hmm. How many countries do you know of, or that you've read about in history, or that exists right now, that you look at and you go, "Yeah, they make their people scared. Yeah, I can see how they can't say anything because this gonna happen or that gonna happen or whatever gonna happen," right? Okay, so I'm here to tell you, you gotta get rid of fear, okay? And the easiest way to get rid of fear is through affirmations, meditation, visualization, and vocalization. Okay, now that will manifest into confidence. Confidence is what you really need, okay? Confidence is what you really are seeking, because confidence is that laid back, relaxed energy, okay? When you know, the people in Hawaii, the majority of my audience is outside Hawaii, but the people in Hawaii that listen to my podcast, they'll know, okay? So there are these t-shirts that were made years ago, and it said, "Ainokia." I no care. In other words, I don't care, right? That's the translation. But I no care was spelled with a A-I. I and then N-O and then K-E-A. I no care. And the I no care shirts went out. And when I saw that, I was like, wow. Because you get to that age, okay? Now, my demographics go all the way up, okay? And so there are some very experienced human beings listening to this podcast, and they know. But for you guys who are younger, okay, and this is who I really address my podcast to, are the younger folks, because you guys, you know, this might be news to you. This might be something like, you know, "Oh, Uncle said this, Uncle said that," you know, and then boom, you get them, right? Okay, so here's the thing, right? The older people understand that you get to a certain age and you don't care anymore. Like, you know, when you're young, when you're in your 20s and 30s, so you 28-year-olds that are listening, okay? All right, so you know how you want to do the right thing, you want to say the right thing, you want to, you know, all of that, right? That's going out the window, okay? Years ago, they started saying, I remember when all of this started, it started when people started saying, I'm real, I'm going to be real about this. You know, and basically what it was real trashy in the beginning, because real meant like, okay, I can be crass and I can be rude and I can be vulgar and I can be, you know, all of that. And we'll just call that real because that's who I really am. And I'm like, you know what? If that's who you really are, then I feel sorry for you. I'm sad for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you guys hear me go, mm-hmm, okay, that's my thing to drink water. Okay, sorry, because I don't want to waste your time or anything, but I'm like jamming through all of this. But anyway, but yeah, if that's how you are, if that's your real, then I feel sorry for you. Too bad. Poor thing. Okay. Poor thing. P-U-A-ting. T-I-N-G. Poor thing. Okay. And poor thing, pua in Hawaiian is flower, but that's not how, you know, we just say it pua, like P-O-O-R instead of that, right? We say P-U-A, pua, poor thing, you know, poor thing. Yeah, you don't want to be like that, okay? You want to be nice and mellow and gentle and easygoing and all of that, Okay? The guys who are purposely out there telling you, you got to fight, you got to do this, you got to be tough, you got to, you know, whatever. There's nothing tougher than love. There's nothing stronger than love. There's nothing more powerful than love. And love is not negativity. Love is not rooted in anything negative. I'm sorry. God is love. That energy, that is love, that is God, is in you. Okay, now this is not church. I don't mean to get like that. Okay, this is not church or anything, all right? But I'm just saying that energy in you, that caring energy, that loving energy, the energy that says, hey, you know, you're a human being and I see you suffering and I'm going to help you. That compassion, okay, that's strength. When you're young, you kind of look at that and you go, yeah, you're being a little cat, you know, so yeah, that's not good. I'm going to be tough. No, those people are posturing, you know, those people are the weak ones. Those are the weak people. Okay. The weak people are the ones who cannot empathize. The weak people are the ones who cannot understand where you are and that you have challenges because, oh yeah, life is not easy. Okay. Nobody has life easy. I don't have life easy. I gotta work. Right now I'm doing a podcast. How's that? And I could be cruising right now, but no, it's not like that. But anyway, but my point is Hawaiians, okay? And when you listen to my show, you are an honorary Hawaiian, okay? But my point, Hawaiians, is that when you can embrace empathy, when you can embrace compassion, when you can embrace these things and go, okay, you know what? I'm going to help you, or I'm going to help you. You know, when I was first starting out in my company, I had a production company first, but when I started my school, that was the second company that I had. I'm not flexing or I'm not bragging or I'm just saying what I only come from my experience and this is what I did in my life. But the second company that I started was Voice Master Singing School. So at the singing school, we made it a business policy. It was a policy of ours. It was a policy of ours to give free time to the people who couldn't afford it. Or we had an exception, right? To the very talented people. Like if I met somebody, like a kid that was like super, super talented, I would say, okay, you know what? I'm going to give you extra time. So you come work out with Uncle twice a week. Or you come, you know, once in for 1 hour instead of half an hour. And I give them extra time, okay? Because I invest in people. I know it's kind of weird. It's a weird concept, right? It's like, what? Uncle Junior invests in people? Like, how can you get dividends from that? Well, let me tell you something, okay? Just in case you don't, you younger guys, okay? In case you haven't really entertained the thought or the idea, okay? Here's a good thought for you, okay? When you invest in people, okay? Because there's things in people, okay? So you can't really, you can invest in all the things you want, you know, like gold, silver, platinum, all that, stocks, bonds, whatever. But I'm just saying, when you invest in people, you know what you get back? You get blessings. You get blessings, Hawaiians, okay? Now, you get blessings because good things come to you. Things come easy when you give. When you're generous, when you're kind, when you have empathy, whatever, you just give. And it's not going to come, generally not going to come from the person that you're giving to. So you cannot give to somebody and then when they don't give back, like you get all butthurt and stuff, right? No, you cannot do that. So, but I'm just saying, so that was our policy that we had. And we gave away thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in free time. And we counted the free time. We logged the free time so that we were mindful of how much free time we were giving. And it set up the goal to like, okay, next year we're going to give away more time. And we did that every year. Now, there's a lot of people that thought that was crazy. Okay. My mom was one of them. She thought it was crazy. What? You're giving away too much. She always said that. She always said, you give too much. You give too much. I'm like, Mom, I don't give enough. Like if I could give all, like if I could just serve, like bills paid, everything, I get everything, right? You know, like, I wouldn't charge anything, nothing. You know, but I gotta pay rent too, right? I'm just like you, Hawaiians. I got rent to pay. I got mortgage to pay, whatever. I don't have a mortgage already. The house is gone. the house is sold. Sold. He was out of there. I was like, oh, man. But that's not a podcast, Hawaiians. That's not a podcast, but I'm just saying, right? So the next, we see this stuff in Lahaina going on, okay? Now let's talk about Lahaina for a second, okay? Because we're gonna jump around on this podcast because I don't have that much time. And I want to keep talking about Lahaina because it needs to be talked about, okay? Now, what happened in Lahaina? Well, you know what? The same philosophy I have is shared by a lot of local people, okay? In fact, when I look around me, I think it's shared by most local people, the majority of local people. And what happened? The majority of local people went right down there to Lahaina to help, and they were turned away. By who? The government. There you go. You see? So I'm not shaming the government or not anti-government or, you know, whatever. I'm pro-people. I am pro-people. And when somebody is suffering, you know, let's say somebody needs a Band-Aid and you make them wait. You see what I mean, right? If it was you, Hawaiians, put yourself in the shoes, okay, of the people that are hurt. If it was you, like, I can't even imagine running out of my neighborhood and coming back the next day and everything is gone and burnt to a crisp. Like, I can't even imagine that. That's like a Holocaust kind of, what do you call that? Sorry, I think I'm using the wrong word here. It's like a apocalyptic scene out of a movie, okay? But that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. I'm like, whoa, like everything was gone, Hawaiians. See, you're running away, right? Your house is there. Everything is normal. You're running away to escape danger. You come back the next day, like, your house is gone. The neighbor's house is gone. His neighbor's house is gone. His neighbor's house. The whole place is gone. And then what? And then the people that are suffering, okay? And the people that are suffering emotional damage, that are standing there crying. And I saw like videos of people like that. I couldn't even put myself in that position. My imagination isn't that good. I mean, I got a good imagination, but I couldn't, like, wow, what would that feel like? Like, I have no idea, right? And you don't know unless you go through it. And thank God, if you didn't go through it and you're listening to this podcast, thank God. Thank God for that. Okay, I thank God for that every day. I thank God for sparing me from a lot of stuff. I mean, over the years. So thanking God should be on your list of things to do. Or just giving thanks to your higher self or your higher source or whatever you think, right? Your creator, whatever. Whatever you believe. And if you don't believe, then just give thanks to yourself. Gratitude works. It really does work. So, affirmations, meditation, visualization, vocalization ends up in manifestation. Now, if you're, you know, manifesting stuff like you're not aware of, okay, if you're not aware of what you're manifesting, you don't have control over your manifestations. I have control over a great degree of my manifestations because I write affirmations all the time, because I say things all the time, I speak things all the time, right? And so the three things, again, that human beings don't do enough of, they don't speak it, they don't write it down, and they don't visualize it, okay? So when I say visualize, I mean, like, you got to see the final outcome. Now, let's say, for example, because when I go to lease a car, like I lease cars, so because I, you know, for my company, I lease cars. So, like, I always put a picture of the next car that I want. Right. When somebody, you know, asks me like, oh, are you ready to lease again? I go, well, I got to go look for a picture because I put that picture on my screensaver on my phone. Right. So that I look at it all the time. So it goes right down deep in my subconscious and the subconscious takes steps towards the goal. And there's not one car since 2008 that I've put on my screensaver that hasn't showed up yet. Not one. Well, there's one that I keep putting off. Because I went to this dealership, right, and I was looking at this car that had been on my screensaver for a while, and they had the price listed in the online at a certain price, and then when I went in, like, they gave me a different price, and I said, well, but your advertised price is, you know, whatever, and it was obviously a bait and switch, so I said, never mind, forget it. So I'm like, nah, we'll put that in the back filing cabinet for now. But that was the only car, It was a pretty pricey car. I'm not gonna, not here to flex. I'm not gonna tell you, but it was a very, very high end car. So, anyway, but now for your stuff, okay, for you guys, for you, all right, affirmations. Now, what kind of affirmations can you write? Okay, well, here, how's this one? I am so happy and grateful now that, okay, because you want to write it in the present tense. I am so happy and grateful now that, okay, and now write a second I am. I am just a fast reference. I'm not, this is not about church or the Bible or anything, but in the Bible, in Isaiah, God reveals himself to Moses as I am, and he says, tell the people that I am sent you. Okay, so based upon that reference, we write I ams in affirmations because they're powerful. They refer to your very being, okay, your energy inside your body. I am. I exist, right? I am. So the I am is part of what we all have in common. The I am is that network that we're all plugged into. And I am is divinity, okay? Because everybody has divinity within them. Okay, now if this concept is a little different to you, then okay, don't pay attention to it or go look it up. Go do some research. Go do some learning and check it out. Because God is in you, okay? Or your divine source is within you. All right, anyway, now let's get away from that because like I said, this is not church, Hawaiians. Okay, but when you write your affirmation, you can do a double I am, like, I am so happy and grateful now that I am earning an extra $5,000 this month. You can do that. And then you can also put a time element on it. I am so happy and grateful now that I am earning $5,000 extra this month by the 28th. And you can do that. Now, here's what happened in my experience. I can just tell you my experience because that's all I have. But in my experience, I started writing money affirmations, maybe around 2010, 2012. And I started with, you got to start small. Okay, here's another rule to this thing. It's easier when you start small. Okay, if you cannot wrap your mind around, let's say, $20,000, if you've never held $20,000 in your hand, it's a little unrealistic, okay? If you've never won the lottery, then writing affirmations for the lottery is a little unrealistic to your subconscious mind. But if you start small and work your way up, right, this is like totally doable, okay? So here's how I started. I started with $20, and I was writing my affirmation for $20, and I got $20 as a gift for my birthday. And I was like, whoa. Now, here's another thing. Now, most of the people that you know, give me money for my birthday are just basically, I don't know, my parents and you know, people. Hardly anybody gives me money. So that was a shocker because I'm like, whoa, this person just gave me $20 in an envelope. And I was like, wow. And normally I get like, you know, $50, $100, $200, whatever, like that. And I was like, wow, this is specific. $20 came, like exactly $20. So then I started $50. And then I started $100. And then the money started coming in contracts. And the contracts were like $19.99. So we used to do shows for parties, $19.99. There used to be a joke in my house that I never left the house for less than $19.99. But that was the charge of our baby parties, right? The weddings were more. The weddings were a lot more. But, you know, like, I'm not flexing. I'm just telling you, you can do this too, okay? Like, anybody can do this. So write it down. I am so happy and grateful now that I am receiving $20 extra this week. Write it for the week. Try. And then write it every morning and speak it every evening. And then try it the next week. See what happens. In 2 weeks, something should happen. In 2 weeks, you automatically start to shift. Your subconscious shifts in 2 weeks. Okay, so if you write an affirmation, doesn't matter what it is. It could be a job. It could be, I am so happy and grateful now that I am working at XYZ company. Okay, and your subconscious will start to shift in 2 weeks. Now, here's what the subconscious does. This is how manifestation works. Your subconscious will start producing small little actions conducive to your goal. So the subconscious will be like, you know, you want to work at XYZ company, say, right? And your subconscious is like, you know, you might wake up one morning and get the idea that you need to, I don't know, maybe email human resources at XYZ company or something. It'll prompt you to take little baby steps towards your goal. That email might lead to an interview. That interview might lead to a job, a position. It might not be the position you want. Maybe you want it to be CEO. Okay. I'm just saying, you know, some kids are like that. You know, they get out of college and they think like next week CEO. So, but no, maybe, you know, it's not, maybe you were applying for management and maybe instead you get an entry level position. Okay. But you get a position. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes when I wrote for contracts, sometimes I did not write dollar amounts. Sometimes instead of writing, you know, I am so happy and grateful now that I am in possession of 1995, I would write like three contracts. And three contracts, okay, that's like almost $5,000. And sometimes if it's a wedding, right, like I would just write contracts. And, you know, like I am so happy and grateful now that I am receiving 5 contracts this month. Now, the 5 contracts, depending on the mix and match level, you know, so the weddings were expensive, okay? The 1995 parties were like baby parties or grad parties, stuff like that. So 5 parties for me could put me like, yeah, way up there, okay, for five contracts, I'm sorry. So now, I'm sorry, I'm doing this in real time, oh, I ain't scared. We're going all the way. No worries, hang in there. So now, right? Instead of asking for the dollar amount, I was asking for contracts. And sometimes I would get like 2 contracts, right? Sometimes I would get 6 or 7 contracts. So what I'm saying is sometimes you get more than what you ask for. Sometimes you get less than what you ask for. Okay. But you get, okay. Affirmations, meditation, visualization, vocalization, okay, equals manifestation. Garen's ball bearings, like guarantee. All right, so here. So that's the affirmations part. What's the meditation part, Uncle? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Okay. Sorry, Hawaiians. It's a low-budget show. All right. It's just me. All right, hang on. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the I know this is nuts, right? You know, people listening to this podcast in Canada are going, but this guy is off. This guy, but he's making sense. But yeah, he's he's weird. Okay. So, anyway, all right, here, Hawaiians, here you go. Meditation. Okay. Now, I practice Hawaiian Ho'oponopono meditation. Okay. Because it's the easiest and fastest thing I've ever done. Okay. Now, I tried the, you know, I tried that. Okay. I tried other things. Okay. Not, you know, and here's the thing, right? When you mention the word meditation, right? Everybody goes, oh, demons. Oh, that's demonic. You know, especially if you get some really hard conditioned Christians, right? And I belong to the Christian faith, and I read my Bible. It's full of highlighter marks. It's, I highlight everything. Now I have a Bible app on my phone, but that's me, okay? And I do the same thing in the phone now. But anyway, back to the meditation, right? So I tried these different things, okay? I didn't try to raise the kundalini, and I didn't try to, yeah, I didn't try to do all that stuff, okay? I just tried to, like, okay, I got to get this brain to slow down, okay? Because I have ADHD. I have what they call combined presentation, which means I have 2 of the ADHD types together. Like, whoa, Coins, I can't even tell you what a curse it's been, and I can't even tell you what a blessing it's been, because I've been able to do volumes and volumes and volumes of work, and without getting tired, right? Because the H in the ADHD is hyper, so it's like my energy, I'm like, go, 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 go. You know, I think, and when I was young, there was no diagnosis. When I was young, nobody knew what it was, right? They just kept me away from caffeine, like I couldn't drink Coke. You know, which made me mad because my friends all had Coke, and like, why can't I have Coke? No, you have this one. And I'm like, yeah, but this one's junk, and the Coke makes me feel good, right? You know that kind, right? I want to buzz around. And so even till today, Hawaiians, I buzz around. I love coffee. Excuse me. I love coffee. And so, you know, because it makes me think and I get ideas and I act on my inspired thought. Okay. Now that's a little bit later, and then maybe that's another podcast, but yeah, act on inspired thought. It's inspired for a reason, okay? It's intuition. You need to pay attention to your intuition, that feeling that you get that you need to do something, do it. Just go. That's your divine guidance. All right, back to meditation. So I do the Ho'oponopono, right? Now, the Ho'oponopono is, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Just that, that's it. Now, when I first heard this, right, I thought, oh, yeah, right, okay. You know, it had no substance to me, right? And, you know, sometimes things appear to have no substance, and then, like, it's all substance. You know what I'm saying, Hoynes? So, when I first heard this, these guys are doing this for money. And I'm like, this is a marketing thing. It's gotta be marketing. It's just, yeah. To me, it was like that. And so I tried it. And I said, okay, I'm gonna try. Because I'm the kind of guy, you know, I wanna see if something works before I pronounce my final judgment on it, right? Because I have an opinion. Everybody has an opinion. Opinions are like okoles. Everybody has one, okay? Like, all right, for you guys out of Hawaii, never mind. Just let that one go. Only the people in Hawaii know what I just said. But yeah, but so you know, I had to try it, right? So I can go, okay, let's keep this or let's discard this and never do it again, because that's how I am. And so I tried it. Well, here's what happened. I used to go to the gym, and I would go to the gym and sit in the sauna after my workout. I still do. I do it every time I go to the gym. I just haven't been to the gym in the last couple of weeks because it's been really busy. But so after my workout, I go sit in the sauna. It's nice and hot. I close my eyes, and I focus on my breathing, and I say my mantra, right? I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And then I do it to myself. I say it out loud for, you know, a few times. I speak it a few times to get it going. And then I just think it. And then I'm just still. And I just relax and I think it. And I stay like that for about like 25 minutes, 30 minutes. Okay, now you only need 10 minutes in the beginning. Okay, but sitting still for 10 minutes is a challenge. Try it. Check it out. It's a challenge. Okay, after I got past the 10 minutes every day and, you know, I got to that point, then 30 was easy after that. But 10 minutes, whoa, that's a challenge. It's a challenge because we're used to go, 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 do, right? Nail it to the wall, all that stuff. So it is a challenge to sit still, absolutely still for 10 minutes. But check it out. So this is what happened. Right, so I'm doing this Ho'oponopono, right? I'm saying it, I'm thinking it, you know. Pretty soon I go to the office, and it didn't start this way in the beginning, okay? But eventually what happened was I noticed every morning I did that, when I went to my office, I had this office for 24 years in Kalihi, and my office now is in Pauai Tower downtown, but my office used to be in Kalihi, and I loved that place. I loved my office. And, but when I got to my office, there was an email. There was an email, like, with a contract. Or there was an email, somebody inquiring about one of my services or from one of my companies, or, like, somebody wanted to record a CD project or whatever with one of my companies. We have a record label. You can check it out. It's AFM, AFMHawaiiMusic.com. But yeah, so, you know, something good would happen. An opportunity would come. And, you know, opportunity doesn't always come, right? And so after a while of good things happening, I decided, you know what? I'm going to try to skip my Ho'oponopono, and I'm going to stop the meditation, and I'm going to see if there's any difference. Well, there was a difference. I noticed that things slowed down. Productivity slowed down, okay? Opportunities kind of slowed down a little bit. And then I said, okay, well, it's been like 2 weeks and things kind of slowed down. Let me meditate again. And I went back, I did it again, and guess what happened? Yep. Opportunity came back, things came back, things picked up. And I'm like, whoa. Now, here's the thing, Hawaiians. When you can be self-aware enough to observe your life and to watch the rhythm of your life and to find the rhythm in your life, okay? Because it doesn't rain money every day, okay? Money is an energy, okay? So the energy comes, energy goes. Energy comes, energy goes. Now, when you can handle that like Tai Chi, right? You see Tai Chi, the way they do the motions and what, okay? When you can handle it like that, okay? Then when it's time to come, when that the money comes, okay, money's coming and you know what to do. When you feel the energy level dropping, and you can if you're really aware, you can feel it. You can feel it when it starts to drop. Then you stop circulating money. You stop, you know, you be more mindful of things, okay? And pretty soon what happens is you can control this energy. You know when it's coming, you know when it's going, you know when to work, you know when to pull back. And that's the rhythm. And you can find this rhythm very, very easily with meditation. Okay, or let's say it another way, because sometimes, you know, you say meditate to somebody and they think you gotta, you know, say words you don't understand or anything. But no, but let's say it another way. Once you sit still and just be and just take your direction from your divine guidance, okay, things get easier. Now, here's what happens, right? When you do your Ho'oponopono and you're saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. You're saying it to yourself and your creator, yourself and the divine in you, okay? So the divine is in you. It's not out there. There is no out there. Okay, that part I'm going to tell you right now, there's no out there. You think there's an out there. No, there's an in here. Everything out there, if you take nature away, let's say all nature disappeared tomorrow, everything natural disappeared tomorrow, there's still going to be a lot of stuff. And that stuff came from somebody else's in here. I'm pointing to my brain right now. Yeah, right. I think that's on my brain. My brain is kind of small, so I got to pinpoint them some, you know, sometimes. Anyway, but yeah, there's your comedy lines right there. Okay, so, but that's what I'm saying, see? So there is no out there. There is in here, in you, okay? And you got to trust your crazy ideas. You know, I work with tons of females. I have a women's program. And the reason why I work with women is because women don't trust their crazy ideas enough. I mean, you know, okay, so there's a bigger demand in my life coaching for women, because women get put down for their creative ideas, okay, because they're emotional beings, right? And sometimes a woman knows when she, I mean, well, not sometimes, every time, women know when they're getting emotional, okay? They know when they feel strongly about something, okay? And it doesn't necessarily have to be reality, okay? Sometimes they just feel this way about something. And then you know, when you ask them how they, you know, why are they feeling this? I don't know, I just feel like this is the thing to feel or whatever. And sometimes it's a precursor to something else. Sometimes it leads to something else. So my advice in that instance, right, is to trust your crazy ideas. I mean, If I could have a list, I don't have a list, but if I could have a list of all the female inventors in history, you don't hear about them, right? You don't. I mean, sorry, women. I don't want to get canceled. Can't say the F word. But okay, because I can't edit the podcast. That one's gonna slip. But yeah, so women inventors. Okay, throughout history. Oh, Hawaiians, choke Hawaiians. This lady got into an accident, right? And then she's the one that invented that light on the back of cars, the warning light, the one in the middle, the one on the trunk. Yeah, she invented. It was a woman did that. A woman did. I mean, women did a lot of inventions. There's a lot of women inventors. You'd be surprised. But do they get the accolades? Do they get the, you know, pump ups and recognition and whatever? Sometimes they do. A lot of them don't. Okay, now let's face it. This has been a very uphill climb for women. Our society has been an uphill climb for women. And I remember a time, like when I was a kid, right? My mom used to watch these women shows, you know, women power shows, right? We used to watch this stuff. Mary Tyler Moore. Okay, I'm dating myself, but yeah, go, you younger guys, go Google Mary Tyler Moore. But, you know, but that was necessary in those days. It was necessary. And here's something that you may not know. This is on the, I'm going to take you to the left, Hawaiians, whatever, I'll take you to the left. The reason why there was a movement, okay, for women, Gloria Steinem, all of that, way back in the 60s. The reason for that, it came from the Rockefeller Foundation, okay? And the Rockefeller Foundation wanted to start this movement to get more taxpayers. Yeah, it was about taxpayers. It wasn't about equality, just so you know. I mean, yeah, you could do your research, but just so you know. All right, so meditation, right? That's my meditation. That's all. So if you try that meditation, just try. Just sit still. Okay, first, I recommend sitting still for 10 minutes. Because if you can't sit still for 10 minutes, you can't do your mantra for 10 minutes, you're going to mess up the whole thing. So, I mean, nothing bad's going to happen or anything. I'm just saying you're going to not be able to do it successfully. So sit still first, 10 minutes, okay? Then, after you're done with that 10 minutes, okay, incorporate your mantra. After you can say it a little bit and then, you know, think it a little bit, maybe sometimes in the beginning, maybe you just go 5 minutes. Maybe you go 6 minutes. Will it help? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll help. Okay, so try that. Now, visualization, vocalization. I'm just going to briefly touch on this. Visualization, okay? Now, some people can see stuff in their mind. Some people can visualize. They can just lie down on their bed or sit in their chair and close their eyes and they can see things. Okay, they can see where they want to go. They can see the car. They can see whatever based upon what they've seen before, right? Memory, the recall. Okay, so they're just they're good at recall and they can recall it vividly. Okay, now that's visualization. But for those of you who are not like super good at it, like really good at it, like experts at it, okay, what you guys can do is use your cell phone, okay? Because when you use your cell phone, when you use the lock screen on your cell phone, okay, for whatever it is that you want to achieve or whatever it is you want, okay, you put it there, your subconscious gets the message because you're looking at it all the time. Every time you unlock your phone, there it is. Every time you look at your phone, there it is. You see it again, oop, yep, there it is. Okay, and that will eventually, your subconscious will take that information and slowly put you on the path to that object or that thing or that promotion or that job or that relationship. Okay, now the thing about that is when you're taking these small little baby steps, okay, sometimes money's required. Okay, but if you think that money's the only way you can get stuff, Hawaiians, then you're suffering from limited thinking. Okay, there's a lot of people out there that are paralyzed because they don't have enough money to do something. And then that's where they quit. That's where they go, oh, geez, yeah, takes a lot of money. I don't have money. Okay, I can't do it. And they're done. Okay, now nothing is further from the truth. And like I said, if that's the way you're living, if that's your reality, then you are suffering from limited thinking. Okay, because things can be given to you. Okay, I will tell you a fast story, like real fast. And before I do that, let me say about vocalization. You need to be more vocal about your dreams. You need to speak your dreams. You need to sit alone in your room or in your office or wherever you are, in your car. And you need to sit there and you need to speak your dreams. Okay? Now, I'm going to leave you with a story. And this is the true story. Okay? And I've told this story before, but for those of you who haven't heard it, there was this girl, okay, we're not going to mention names or anything, but there was this girl, and she was a single mom, she had three kids, and she was really cute, and I liked her a lot, and I wanted to help her, right? And so I have this thing, you know, like, I'm a visual guy, you know, I'm a dude, right? So I like to, yeah, I like to help chicks that look good. Anyway, I'm just saying it's not a, you know, judgment kind of thing, but anyway, I felt sorry for her because she kept complaining about her van and her van was breaking down. I was actually her daughter's teacher. But her van was breaking down, you know, all the time, and it was getting expensive. So I said, okay, look, I'm going to help you. Because I kept hearing this, right? I heard it like for a few weeks, and I'm like, oh, wow, poor thing. She's got another bill. The car is being repaired again. And so anyway, long story short, right? In a few weeks, I taught her an affirmation. In a few weeks, this is, I think it took like, I think it was the second month or something like that. Somewhere, maybe it was 6 weeks. Six or seven weeks, I think. Something like that. She came in, she goes, you'll never guess what happened. And I'm like, what? And all we did was visualize and write affirmations, okay? So the first thing was writing the affirmation. I am so happy. I am so happy and grateful now that I have my brand new van. And the visualization part was she just went online, got a Dodge Caravan, and put it on her screensaver. Okay, so what do you think happened? Well, in 7 weeks, she comes, she goes, I gotta tell you this, and you're not gonna believe this. And I'm like, what? And she goes, oh, my girlfriend has to go to the mainland, and her husband's in the military. He just got reassigned, and they have to go. Like, they have to be there in like 2 weeks. And she said, I can have her van, her Dodge Caravan. Okay, so it was the same kind of van, different color, same kind of van that she had on her screensaver. And she goes, and she only has like 6,000 miles on it. And she said, I can have it because it's an emergency. They just have to go. And all I have to do is put the registration and insurance in my name. And I was like, whoa, right? And I was like, wow. Like, I was so happy for her. Like, I was... I cannot impress upon you how exciting it is when you help someone with their goals like this, and then boom, you get that story and it worked out. And like, I was so excited. Like, I jumped out of my chair. I was seated at my desk in my office, and I jumped out of my chair and I said, yeah, you know, because it got me like all pumped up and stuff, right? All excited. And and she had a new van. It wasn't a new van. But 6,000 miles, come on, Hawaiians. That's a, for me, like, that would be a new van. I was like, wow, 6,000 miles, like, hardly used, like a hardly used van, right? You think she was complaining that she didn't get a brand new van? No, she was ecstatic. And the kids were so happy. And these were little kids, you know, so these were kids that were in elementary school. And, I'll never forget it. It was really, really cool like that. So just know that you can do these things too, okay? Affirmations, meditation, visualization, vocalization, okay? Manifestation. Manifestation is really, really cool when you can control what happens, when you can control your manifestations, and this is all you need to do, okay? So yeah, this turned into a little bit more life coaching on this podcast than I was planning to do, but I got into it because you guys need to know that in times like these, okay, when conditions are not ideal, when you guys are grieving, when you guys are filled with anxiety, like, you know, what's the government gonna do next? Like, what's gonna happen next? What's gonna, you know, and people are making you fearful, you need to combat this. You need to, and the only way you fight fear is to embrace positivity, okay? So that's your affirmations, okay? Make your affirmations about you. Like, write about how strong you are. So here's the first thing you can do. Write down 50 I ams, positive I ams about yourself. I am grateful. I am considerate. I am loving. I am gentle. I am, I am, I am. Okay? Write 50 of them, and that will start your subconscious thinking. Your subconscious needs a little kickstart because it's just sitting there, okay? So you got to wake it up. You got to start doing that. Now, after you do that, just write down, I am so happy and grateful now that, and then fill in the blank. That's all you got to do, Hawaiians. That's all you got. Oh, sorry, Hawaiians. I got to go. But yeah, Hawaiians, that's all you got to do. Hey, I want to thank our sponsors, Island Club and Spa, Brother Randy, Sister Jerry, down in Kaka'ako, mahalo, mahalo, mahalo. Also, Voice Master Family Service Companies and AFMHawaiiMusic.com, home of Darren Chinen and his music. You can hire Darren for your party. Check it out. It's at AFMHawaiiMusic.com. Till next time, I'm Junior Keiko Emma Jr. saying mahalo and aloha.